Speaking of Ken Osborne and Crosstalk, and he's been talking about HER2 and the ER for a while, and we now have the tandem data looking at anastrozole plus trastuzumab in the metastatic setting, and John Mackey presented that here in San Antonio. Can you talk about what that study looked at and what your thoughts were about
it? Yeah, I mean, I first glimpsed those data a few weeks after they were first presented in Istanbul at ESMO this September. And basically, one thing I was struck by was in the control arm, in the anastrozole alone arm, the median time to progression was 2.4 months. So granted, it's ER-positive, HER2-positive disease, but that duration of response to anastrozole alone doesn't seem to fit with what I see clinically. I have many patients in my own practice who are ER-positive, HER2-positive, who do fine in the absence of trastuzumab. With trastuzumab, there was a doubling of time to progression from 2.4 to 4.8 months. The bigger question, I guess, is if you're going to use those data for your patient who would appropriately get an aromatase inhibitor and add Herceptin at that point, what then is the implication of playing your trastuzumab card, if you will, at that point when the patient ultimately develops hormone refractory disease? And here we know that there's a survival advantage for adding trastuzumab to chemotherapy, paclitaxel or docetaxel. So I'm not quite yet to use the tandem data to change my practice. Having said that, there are certain patients in certain scenarios who come to me who are getting anti-estrogens and Herceptin, but there are usually some strange, unique aspect about their clinical story that makes me feel it's an appropriate thing to do.
Well, it's something that probably wasn't done hardly at all in the past. And then I guess the way we got our feet wet was in the adjuvant setting when people are getting trastuzumab and they get the hormone therapy. Of course, now we're talking about metastatic disease.
Right. And I think the patients, for example, one easy, I guess, application of the tandem data in clinical practice could be for the occasional patient who's had an adjuvant tamoxifen but not an aromatase inhibitor, who then receives chemotherapy and trastuzumab when she develops metastatic disease. Most of us are in the habit of stopping the chemotherapy at a certain point and just simply continuing trastuzumab. So here, for the patient who has not yet had an aromatase inhibitor, one appropriate scenario could be to use chemotherapy and Herceptin to maximum response or to the point where toxicity begins to accumulate, toss the chemotherapy aside, and at that point, add the aromatase inhibitor. That's, for me, is a no-brainer. And certainly there are those patients who never had adjuvant therapy, maybe present with metastatic disease, where you feel the first right thing to do is to give chemo and Herceptin, despite the fact that the ER is positive. Maybe you should play that card, give chemotherapy and Herceptin first, and then toss the chemotherapy aside and use the aromatase inhibitor out back instead of up front.